The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well, I don't know what it is, but that song always puts me in a really good mood. R.E.M., Shiny Happy People, and I'm sure we got quite a few shiny happy people listening to Voice of Vashon today with Adventures in Recovery. Good afternoon, everyone. It's a chilly day here on Vashon Island. Tom Walston, your host, and happy to be with you again. Under clear skies and a wonderful ride over on the ferry this morning. Boy, I'll tell you what, 37 degrees feels a lot colder than 37 degrees when you're outside on the bow of the ferry coming over from Tacoma. So anyway, but yeah, I'll tell you what, today is Giving Tuesday. And you probably know what that's all about, but just in case, let me fill you in a little bit. And I'd like to personally welcome all of you to Giving Tuesday because, well, this global initiative is an annual tradition for a lot of organizations, but the one I'm mostly attached to and working with is Vashon Youth and Family Services. So during this 24-hour online fundraiser, we're asking our community to help raise critical funds to support Islanders that are especially experiencing some hardships. Now, today, you can have a meaningful impact on the lives of your neighbors, your friends, and fellow community members by donating to VYFS. So what does it look like when you donate to VYFS? That's Vashon Youth and Family Services. What does it look like? Well, in 2024, it looked like this. We provided 6,800 hours of counseling provided to 369 clients. That's a lot of people seeking help. And we also provided substance use disorder treatment for 23 Islanders, and it goes on and on to 2,092 Oasis Community Resource Navigation sessions that provided to 171 households. And 959 Islanders participating in parent education classes, support groups, workshops, and community events. But that's not all. 72 children from working families received high-quality childcare. So it doesn't matter how much you contribute. It just really makes an impact. Some are in a position to give more than others. Some are not in a position to give at all, but perhaps receive some of the services that Vashon Youth and Family Services is out there providing for you all. So you make this work possible, and we invite you to join us today, Giving Tuesday, as we continue to offer vital services to all Islanders, regardless of giving of the ability to pay. And if you're curious how Giving Tuesday started, here's a little more information about that.
Why do we celebrate Giving Tuesday right after Cyber Monday? Giving Tuesday is a time during the start of the holiday craziness to stop, remember the meaning of the season, and give back to those less fortunate. And it's not a coincidence that it falls right after Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. Back in 2012, the 92nd Street Y in New York City teamed up with the United Nations Foundation to create Giving Tuesday. The hope was, after several days of post-Thanksgiving shopping gluttony, people would be ready to give back. It started small with a website, marketing advice, and a hashtag. According to Vox Media, nothing was copyrighted and everything was made available to charities to use. The idea went viral and has gotten bigger every year. It's estimated $10 million were raised in that first year of Giving Tuesday. By the year 2022, the annual report for Giving Tuesday said $3.1 billion was raised in the U.S. alone. Experts do warn that charities need help year-round, not just on Giving Tuesday, but agree. Giving back during the holiday season helps counter some of the consumerism that can run amok this time of year. With a Y, I'm Ron Trevino.
Well, thank you, Ron. That really kind of spells it all out for us. So, you know, while you're on the VYFS website, that's www.vyfs.org, you can either make your contribution, just click on donate, and you can make your contribution there. Or you can stop in at our offices. VYFS is right in the back parking lot of Vashon High School, right off Vashon Highway. Stop in and drop off a check. Or, you know, do what you can do. In fact, while you're on the website, Vashon Youth and Family Services are also waiting to hear more about your impact on the services that we can provide to you. So there's a survey. It's you can either click on English or click on Spanish, and we'd really appreciate it if you fill out the survey so we can present this to our planning committee, to our board of directors, and to the staff at Vashon Youth and Family Services on how best can we serve you. What areas do you want more services in? How do you see the future of our services that we can provide? You know, whether it be everything from mental health counseling to substance abuse treatment. That's my section that I work in there, is substance abuse. And you know, if you need to come in for an assessment, or if you want some help kind of kicking the habit, so to speak, like I did several years ago, I'm here to give you some guidance and see how best I can serve you. And if, you know, even if you need inpatient treatment, you know, we're here to help you with that and to navigate that whole process. So regardless of what it is, give us a call there. Once again, you know my name, Tom Walston, and you're more than welcome to call and ask for me, or they'll put you into my voicemail if I'm not available. And, you know, we also offer, you know, caregiver supports, medication management for mental health. Sometimes there's rental assistance, skill building, job training, housing. What area do you want us to serve you with? So that's what the survey is all about. It's the VYFS Community Needs Assessment. And we're only going to have it up for the public to fill out for another couple weeks before we close that out. So, you know, whether you speak Spanish or whether you speak English, please sign on and help us make that happen. Help the dreams come true for a lot of Vashon residents. So I'm hoping you, well, if you're listening to this now, you survived the Thanksgiving holiday. I don't know about you, but I'm noticing, for some reason, and I don't know if it's the dryer that I use, but some of my pants have kind of shrunk a little bit, especially around the waist area. I'm going to have to pull out my other, some call them workout pants, you know, with the elastic waistband. I call them buffet pants because next week I will definitely be enjoying some buffet lunches and maybe dinners because I will be on vacation, and I hope to be out in the Caribbean and the Yucatan area. In fact, I think I'll try to broadcast to my show next Tuesday from Progreso, Mexico. So with the powers that be, we're going to see if we can make that happen, and you'll have a live broadcast from Mexico. Hopefully I can bring a little bit of sunshine to you that way. And as I look out the window, the sun is coming out on Vashon right now. It looks like a really beautiful day. So What I have for you today, since I don't have a live guest with me, a lot of times I do, sometimes I don't, and you know, sometimes we just need to talk about stuff. So here's some tips for you to enjoy the holidays and every day. And before we get to that, though, I also want to mention, we talk about support services for the community. And if, for whatever reason, you are in need of state health insurance, we have a way for you to sign up really easy. And even if you need, you know, food stamps or other social services, if you just show up this coming Saturday, that's December 7th, show up, and King County Public Health is going to be here, right here in Vashon. And that's Saturday, December 7th, coming up from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Okay? So if you know somebody that needs insurance or that needs to get some questions answered with, you know, wanting to sign up for insurance, Miguel is your guy to talk to, and he is the one that is going to be at the, I believe it's going to be at the King County Library. So check it out. They're there to help you out and to serve you. So take advantage of that. You know, plus get you out of the house a little bit, and it also may be one of the 10 tips for enjoying the holidays and every day. So, number one, at the beginning of the month, you know, we're only into the third today? At the beginning of the month, mark the days for free eating. So some of you, I know, are gluten-free, some are sugar-free, some are lactose intolerant, some are vegetarian, some are, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. But, you know, sometimes you get a craving to just, you know, I could really go for, let's say, the naughty food or something when you break your stride, so to speak. According to this, it says it's okay to go ahead and mark a day or two for free eating, a time to enjoy eating whatever you want. But just make sure you stick to that chosen day or days. It keeps a person, I think, from feeling deprived, and that depravity can really make you kind of relapse for more than one day. So just try to follow your program, and when sugar cravings are especially high, turn to protein. You know, a piece of cheese helps, and it'll break that craving for sugar. Well, they say you should have some form of protein every 3 hours, and that should help keep the sugar cravings away. All right. So during feasting, not fasting, but during feasting and high celebration times like we just experienced last week, exercise routines are usually disrupted, and oh, boy. We're going to continue this in a minute, but as I look out the windows here at Voice of Vashon, there's a lot of gentlemen carrying big boughs of evergreens. Looks like they're going to be doing some more serious decorating going down Vashon Highway. It's such a beautiful little town anyway. Oh, okay, so that kind of distracted me for a minute. If your exercise routine is disrupted, plan shorter workouts, such as, oh, maybe 10 minutes of walking, or this is what I'm not going to do, is 20 squats or 20 counts of plank. You know what planking is? Yeah. Not going there, I'm afraid. I'm afraid this plank would end up on the floor and probably end up back in the ER. Okay, so plank if you want to plank, okay? But I'm just going to leave it at that. Or if you want to do some sit-ups, just do 10 sit-ups, just for starters, just to get the blood going. And, you know, a lot of people like calisthenics because you can break up the exercise during the day and break it up a few times and still enjoy the benefits. When I take my ferry ride, it's only a 15-minute ride, but when I go from Point Defiance over here to Tahlequah Ferry on Vashon. I get out of my car and just walk the stairs, two decks up to the top deck, and just keep walking. You know, the extra 15 minutes I have is going to burn some calories, get the metabolism going a little bit, and when we announce, or when you hear the announcement that we're pulling into a port, you have plenty of time to head back down to your car, and you leave with a little bit of a sense of accomplishment, and some of those endorphins are relit and going on, okay? So break up your exercises, get them in when you can, and if you can't, don't beat yourself up. Number four says seek services of a nutritionist. We've got a couple of shows here on Voice of Vashon that are actually cooking shows. What, a cooking show on the radio? Well, they make it fun and they make it entertaining. So check the schedule on Voice of Vashon website. There's a schedule of all of our shows, and you can archive several of the shows that you may have missed that you want to go back and to visit for the first time. So seeking a nutritionist or an exercise person of choice to assist with goal setting and double action, doable action plans supporting your desired results. In previous shows, we've had some people like from her organization, which is called Positive Aging, Claire Denise. You can find her over at Vashon Fitness, Vashon Athletic Club. And she does a lot of different classes over there for all different ages. And that's Claire over at Vashon Athletic Club. You can check that out. And prior to that, there was another a trainer from over there, and that was Axel, and really interesting guy, and he is there to do personal goal setting for you, and that's Axel Sullivan, considered a fitness trainer and a programmer. So seek out the talents of these two individuals at Vashon Athletic Club for a little bit of guidance and putting together a workout routine. Let's see here. Include on your gift list a fitness band. You know, and I think this list might be a little bit dated now, because how many of us have watches that actually count your steps for you during the day? Some even count calories. But here they're suggesting include on your gift list is a fitness band, step tracker, along with time from a tech-savvy family member or friend to assist you in setting up the gadget. You know, Fitbits used to be the craze, you know, a few years ago. That's one of the programs that you may be still using. And a lot of people have gotten really excellent results by doing those, because you can monitor and track and see towards the end of the day what you're missing, or seen that you've actually reached your daily goal. And there are others. Don't forget, walking 10,000 steps a day, they say, definitely changes your health. 10,000 steps a day. It sure seems like a lot, but you know what? When you actually are pretty active, it goes by pretty fast. That's 10,000 steps a day is what they suggest and they recommend. The resulting movement prevents diabetes, unless you're already there, like me, type 2. But getting exercise and walking after a meal really helps to keep those numbers in check. It improves the quality of most sleeping and mental health, and it'll be far easier for you than you might imagine, meeting the minimum of 5,000 steps a day. So just, you know, think about taking advantage of one or more of those healthy programs. You know, Vashon's got so many beautiful trails. You know, the trails behind the high school, you know, that, I mean, they're all over the place. I just learned of a new one, too, off of Wax Orchard Road, that I definitely have to check out myself. Or if you haven't been out to see the troll, you know, what's stopping you from going out there and experiencing that? You know, that's really kind of, especially fun to take visitors to the island over, you know, get some pictures by the troll. And it's actually gotten to be quite famous as well. So commit to eating breakfast daily. You know, it's just my opinion, but it's no wonder that so many of us have diabetes when we go through the cereal aisle at the store and take a look at what we have fed ourselves growing up as children and sometimes even into the present. But how many of those high carb, well, they're all carbs, and most of them loaded with sugar as well. So they say start out with a good healthy breakfast every morning, and you don't have to stay with the conventional breakfast. I mean, my goodness, you know, you can have some cheese, charcuterie type food works well for me, dried meats, some dried fruits, and along with maybe, you know, boiled egg or some eggs. That tends to work for a lot of people. And if you're diabetic, it certainly will help support keeping your glucose levels down and manageable. So, have any of you ever used what is called a full spectrum light? You can get the full spectrum light bulbs. Just go to the hardware store or Ace Hardware and just ask to be directed to that area. Most of them are adaptable to just about any type of a screw-in socket, and some are into a clip-in or a plug-in socket. It could be a less expensive alternative than what you really currently have. I have full-spectrum lighting at home, and a lot of people, I don't know if there's any facilities like this on the island, but some people, when they're off-island, go to a tanning booth, and it helps. From what I've heard, a lot of people deal with seasonal affective disorder, which makes us sad, SAD, seasonal affective disorder. So that does bring a full spectrum into you. Sometimes there are some kind of questionable effects on the skin, but, you know, even maybe one dose is not going to hurt you. Just don't OD. And, you know, as I say, for most things, in moderation. So you got your spectrum light, you got your walking in. Well, anybody can choose to be outside 10 minutes a day, even on a rainy or cloudy days. Have you ever noticed Washingtonians rarely use umbrellas? Yeah, that's one way you can pretty much tell a tourist if it's drizzling or raining out, if they're carrying an umbrella, well, they're probably not from here. But get outside, you know, get outside. When I come over in the morning, it's still dark out, but I'll tell you, it's so peaceful being on the top deck up at the bow of the ferry, enjoying the stillness and the quietness. Haven't seen any orcas yet that early in the day, but you never know. Sometimes we're blessed with a sighting in the afternoon on the way home. So enjoy the food that you're eating. Don't just inhale it. Take time. I was at a Buddhist retreat once where we were told every bite, you must time yourself 10 minutes. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's a lot of chewing. That's a lot of chewing. But I'll tell you what, it just helps a person become more mindful of what they're eating, maybe how it was grown, how it was prepared, and it certainly makes your eating more enjoyable, and it makes the dining experience last a lot longer. So try to rid yourself of any guilt feelings over the holiday. First of all, don't do anything in your behaviors or your acts or your words that you're going to feel guilty about, because guilt comes with no benefits. So, you know, just do the right thing. I always try to tell people, if you want to read something inspirational and take it in small bites, is the Four Agreements. And if you don't have a copy of that, you can certainly just read it online. You can even get the voice version and listen to it on books on tapes. You know, and check that out online too. But it certainly has some wonderful principles that we can certainly put into effect over the holidays. I reviewed these last week, and I would just want to, well, I kind of want to go back into them just because they're so powerful. And let's see here. Can I even find them right now? You know, well, I'll tell you what. Do your own footwork. Get online. Just Google the four agreements. Thanks to Google, we don't really have to spend much time looking a lot of stuff up nowadays. Just Google it. And if you don't know how to Google, then Google, Google. Okay. So, if you're tired, try a 20 to 40 minute nap. You know, they're actually, and this is speaking from experience, it's a great way to revive. And if you're having a bad day, you certainly have the ability and permit yourself to just start your day over. Take a nap, even if it's a 10, 15, 20 minute nap. When you get up, you know, go make yourself a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and just start your day fresh. Start your day over. There's nothing wrong with that. And we hear people calling in sick when they're feeling physically ill, physically sick. Well, what do you do when you're just feeling kind of down and dreary and depressed? I mean, our mental health is as important, if not more important. So give yourself permission to call in a mental health day, call in sick. Now, your boss might not understand that, so you might have to tweak the reason a little bit. But you really have to learn how to take care of yourself, because you yourself, you've got to put yourself first. And that's not meaning to be selfish by any means. It's meaning to say, if you don't have you, who are you going to have? So, any thoughts, any questions, comments? I certainly welcome your feedback, and you can always email me at either TacomaTom@live.com, which kind of is the easier one to consider since I live in Tacoma, and it's easy for you to remember that email site. TacomaTom@live.com. I'd be curious how you feel about the show. If you have any suggestions for guests on the show, some guests I have lined up for the future include somebody speaking from Thunderbird, which, as you all probably know, is the proposed inpatient Native American treatment center that may be coming to Vashon. Another guest that I have lined up for the near future is going to be people from an organization called Peer Seattle. And that is an organization that does outreach, goes and talks to people in homeless camps, can provide housing, they can help with inpatient treatment, they can help with court situations if you're having problems with the King County court system. It's a wonderful organization that offers so many services, and we need to find out who they have assigned to Vashon Island, since we are, of course, part of King County. Okay? And there's another new facility in Tacoma that I would love to get the representative over here to speak. Our chief engineer here, Truman, informed me that, you know, Tom, we can do remote phone interviews as well. And since he enlightened me to that option, I think I'm going to be broadcasting my show, as I mentioned earlier, from the town that I will happily be in on Tuesday of next week, and that will be Progreso, Mexico, on the Yucatan. So hopefully, technically, we'll be able to have that worked out. I can bring you a little bit of the beautiful Mexican sunshine. I'll be traveling with the lovely and talented Ms. Fusa Sachs, a very famous singer in the Palm Springs area, appearing at Reflections. And so that should be a very enjoyable reunion slash trip slash getaway slash opportunity to revive. So here's to each one of you. Be sure to take care of yourself. You've got to put yourself first and do what it takes to take a little break. You don't need to go to Mexico to take a vacation. Come on up to Vashon Theater, escape in a really wonderful movie. Take a walk on the beach. Or, as Captain Joe said earlier, go down to the Lighthouse this weekend and join in their celebration, which is an annual event, and he'll be making his homemade chili as well. So thanks again. Much love to all of you. Your host, Tom Walston, signing off from 101.9, the voice of Vashon.